A Conversation with a Sun Princess by Light Shields the Unicorn. Sunny Star Scout was walking around Maritime Bay, still overjoyed at the fact that all pony races were together again. As the sun began to set, she walked home to her newly rebuilt lighthouse. As she entered, she smiled, turning and looking at her father's picture on the wall.
"We did it, Dad,"
she thought to herself. Sunny walked to the kitchen, grabbing an apple and eating it. Sunny then walked to her bedroom as she continued eating her apple. She had been worn out by the day's events, not to mention her wings and horn don't help. Sunny still wasn't sure if it would be a permanent change. As she enters her room, she notices that her box of Twilight and her friends was missing Twilight.
"That's strange. I was sure I found them all, especially Twilight Sparkle."
As she began searching for her lost Twilight, she heard a loud noise from the lighthouse above. As Sunny quickly made it into the elevator and up to the lighthouse lamp room, she saw what had made the noise. Sunny stood silently at the figure in front of her. She had never seen a pony so tall, but she soon noticed the pony's cutie mark. As she gasped and tripping over her own hoofs and landing on her rump, the pony turned around to face her after hearing the commotion.
"Oh, I'm sorry, my little pony. I didn't mean to scare you."
The mare walked over, holding out a hoof to help Sunny up. Sunny took the mysterious pony's hoof to stand up.
"Princess Celestia?"
Sunny asked. The mare looked surprised before smiling.
"I'm surprised you know who I am, young mare."
Sunny quickly grabbed her book.
"Of course I do! You were Twilight's mentor and teacher! You're also a princess of Equestria! I have so many questions for you!"
But before she could say anything else, Celestia interrupted.
"I'll answer your questions, my dear, but who are you?"
Sunny blushed red from embarrassment, realizing she had been so caught up with the fact Celestia was here that she didn't even introduce herself to the Sun Princess.
"I'm Sunny. Sunny Star Scout."
Celestia smiled, looking at Sunny and seeing the same spirit she saw in Twilight.
"Well, it's nice to meet you, Sunny."
She looks around herself before noticing the artifacts from her time.
"Are these yours, Sunny?"
Sunny smiles.
"Well, they were my dad's. He told me so many stories when I was a filly about when Twilight and her friends. How they were all so different, but friends. That they changed Equestria for the better, even that they saved your sister from Nightmare Moon."
Celestia smiled, remembering when they returned Luna to her. How they saved Equestria so many times. Her ears drooped slightly before speaking.
"Yes, indeed. Twilight and her friends saved Equestria too many times to count."
She smiled slightly.
"Now, what questions do you have, young one?"
Sunny didn't notice the slight change in her ears.
"Well, why didn't you come back and help us?"
Celestia knew that was going to be asked at some point.
"Well, Sunny, I didn't know. I and Luna have been traveling the world for so long now, it never occurred to us that Equestria was in trouble."
Sunny nods, taking notes.
"What happened to Princess Twilight and her friends?"
Celestia sighs.
"Twilight, I do not know, as being an alicorn should extend your life almost forever. Spike is probably in a cave somewhere. As for the others, as like most ponies, they passed on."
Sunny nods, writing even more notes.
"Why did the crystals give me a horn and wings?"
Celestia studies a pony for a moment before answering.
"My best guess is that's what's left of Twilight's magic. A failsafe in case she failed the magic of friendship."
Sunny looks for a second surprised by the answer before writing down what Celestia said. She paused, so many questions running through her mind. But before she could ask another question, Celestia spoke.
"You remind me a lot of Twilight before I left. You are very curious and observant. You value your friendship not only within your race, but in all the pony races. My dear Sunny, It seems to me that you're exactly the pony who can mend the troubles between ponykind and the other species of this world. Never lose yourself.
She paused for just a second, breaking down some.
I failed Twilight if she needed help. I should have returned, but I didn't. I hate to imagine her feeling of loss when her friends died. Maybe that when she disappeared or whatever happened to my student.
She hands Sunny the Twilight figure that had disappeared.
You are the future of Equestria, my dear Sunny. You and your friends will make Equestria a better place. Like back in the days of Twilight Sparkle and her friends. Don't ever give up, no matter how bleak it looks.
Sunny nods, no longer taking down notes. She was far too entranced by what Celestia was saying. She quickly snapped out of it.
Yes, Princess.
It went silent for a few minutes before Sunny spoke up.
Can I hear more about Twilight and you?
Celestia smiles.
Yes, but it's quite a long story.
Long ago. A couple of hours later.
The end.
Celestia smiles as she sees the wonder and awe in Sunny's eyes.
That was so amazing!
Sunny looked at her Twilight figure.
She's so amazing and so are you!
She smiles. Celestia smiles sweetly.
Thank you, my little pony, for listening to this old mare.
She looked out the window, noticing the moon was close to setting.
Well, Sunny, it's time for me to depart.
Sunny looked at her slightly disappointed.
It was so nice meeting the mentor of Twilight.
She hugs Celestia and Celestia returns the hug. Celestia smiles.
Don't be disappointed, Sunny. We'll meet again someday.
Celestia uses her magic to open the door at the top of the lighthouse, letting go of Sunny and flying away. Sunny waves goodbye as she looks around. She sees Celestia left a white feather from her wings. Sunny picks it up and sets it beside the purple one her dad had collected. Sunny then heads downstairs, crawling into bed before closing her eyes, she smiles.
Thank you, Princess Celestia.
She closed her eyes, drifting off to sleep. A few hours later, there's a knock at the door. Sunny groans, getting up as she opens the door. She smiles, seeing her friends there. Hitch laughs.
Morning, Bedhead!
Sunny smiles before letting them all in.
I met Princess Celestia and I have a lot to tell of you!
She smiled, looking at her four friends who are confused and excited to hear what Sunny had to say. Sunny smiles.
It all started a long, long time ago.
Okay, I will skip the whole spiel here. You know there are links down in the description with which you can help Pony and Wolf Productions, and every dollar actually helps keeping our lights on here. But oh my goodness. Again, a story I didn't review. I should really review stories before I read them. And however, I have this rule that when I start recording a story, I do not stop. Oh goodness! I just liked the premise of it. You know, Sunny Star Scout talking to Princess Celestia was a really good idea. But if you look at my recording from the 3rd of October 2021, then you will see that, holy shit, this story took me a while and I had to really, really redo a few parts. Because, goodness! The grammar in this, the formatting, it's ho-fucking-rendous. So here, Light Shields Unicorn, if you are listening to this, I implore you, first of all, I do not know how you got this story posted on FimFiction, because I have had other stories that I wrote that were much better formatted, had no grammar mistakes and shit, refused by FimFiction for formatting and stuff. And this, oh my goodness, how did you get this posted? Because, how did you get this approved? Because seriously, are you in cahoots with one of the moderators? I don't know. Go take this story and rework it. And certainly, I like the premise. I like the whole thing that Celestia is there, even though I have to agree with one of the commenters here who says it would have been nicer if it had been a dream of Sunny's. But take this story and give it to someone in the editors group, because there is a group on FimFiction for people who edit your stories, who help you find those mistakes, because you're jumping from the present to the past here constantly. The formatting with your dialogue is very hard to read. It really breaks the flow of the story. Like, just let me give you an example. Here at the beginning, where she goes into her house, as she entered, she smiles. Why? It should have been, as she entered, she smiled, turning and looking at her father's picture on the wall. And then you, in the middle of a paragraph, you have, "We did it." Not even with quotation marks. She thought to herself. So just in one sentence, you go to past tense, present tense, and then again to past tense. This is a whiplash that is very, very off-putting for the reader and for narrators like me. Either stay in present tense or past tense. As I said, I like your idea. I respect you for putting it out there, but I really wonder how you got it posted. Because as I said, I have had stories on FimFiction refused for less. Anyhow, sincerely yours, Visual Pony. I hope the story finds you well, and I now have to put my brain back into my head.